As people in your neighborhood, I'm joined this morning by Abby Edwardson from Rollins Library. And good morning, Abby. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, William?
I'm fantastic. Just looking forward to the warmer weather next week.
I agree.
So it'd make it feel more like spring.
Yep. Not so much like winter. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So we have a lot of things coming up at the library. Tomorrow is Earth Day. So there is a program for kids and families at 10 o'clock. It's pretty neat. You can come and pick your choice of flower seeds. There's several different varieties, and you can plant them, and then you can make a little pot, and then you can make a little decorative thing to put in your seeds. So Joanne is going to be there tomorrow. If you can't make it from 10 to 12, but maybe you have a struggling reader or someone that doesn't like to read and you're trying to find books, Joanne is very warm and kind with struggling readers. So she is at the library all day tomorrow. Good day to come out, especially if it's going to be nice.
No, absolutely.
Yep. And then also tomorrow for Earth Day, we have a migratory bird program. And that is going to talk about the different birds that the banding of the migratory birds conducted by the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. So, and everything that we can learn. So that one is at 1 o'clock tomorrow if you have any interest in bird banding. And then Earth Day starts at 10, but that's come and go until noon. And then on Sunday afternoon, we have the Thriller Book Club. That's where they read suspense books. And anyone can come, anyone can join, and that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we have a full weekend lined up. All of our activities are free, and everyone is welcome to attend them.
So for the book club, for the thrill of it, people need to register for that, don't they?
They do, but if you want to know more about it or you haven't registered, just come and we can help you figure out a way to get a book.
So, okay.
Yep.
And I have another question. Do you have do you still have any vegetable seeds left? I saw that you're having a thing where patrons can get.
Yep. Yeah, so we repurposed the old card catalog, and we do have plenty of garden seeds left. There might be a couple varieties that are gone, but how that works is you just come in, and you can get 3 packets of seeds to start your garden. They are free, and you can get up to 3 packs a day. So if you make a couple visits to the library during the week, you can get seeds at both visits.
That sounds great.
Yep. And then I wanted to let you know, we'll talk more about summer reading as it gets closer, but the library is registering summer reading through the Summer Rec website, and that opens on April 29th. And you can find all that information at cityofpeer.org if you're wondering about summer reading. We also had sent a summer reading flyer home in the backpacks for the elementary kids in Pierre. So there is lots of information out there. Just visit cityofpeer.org, and you would sign up through the City Rec when you're doing your other sports and tennis and all that. So that's how we'll sign up this year.
Okay. Now, people can always look at the community event or the events at the Rollins Library. They go to your website. And what is the website?
It is rollinslibrary.org. All of our events on there. You can follow us on Facebook, and everything is posted on there. And then the last thing is, this coming Thursday night, there is a STEAM event at Jefferson. And so we will be at that STEAM event. If you want to learn more about the library and you can't get in during normal hours, you can bring your child or family to the STEAM event, and we'll be happy to assist you there. If you don't have a library card, just bring your government-issued photo ID and then a piece of mail or something that shows your residency, tax bill, utility bill, mortgage, lease, anything like that that shows where you're living, and we can get you a library card for free.
That's right. I'm going to be doing that tomorrow.
That's awesome.
I've been here 5 months. I still haven't got a library card, so I know that it's time to do it. So
yeah.
I'm going to be stopping by there tomorrow afternoon to get one.
We would love to do that. Maybe you could check out the migratory bird banding program, 1 o'clock. So
that, I am interested in that, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds pretty interesting.
It does. So tomorrow's going to be a full day, and then the book club on Sunday. And then if there is ever a resource or a book that you would really like to have that we don't have, let us know. We can usually almost always get them. The only time we usually can't is if they're exceedingly expensive, but we do our very, very best to get those resources that patrons request. So
yeah, and for the patrons picking up the vegetable seed packets, people think, I mean, you can grow vegetables out on a balcony and stuff, because I did it when I lived in China. We actually grew tomatoes on our balcony.
That's pretty cool.
And so, I mean, you can, as long as it's not a plant that's like too big.
Right.
You can still do it and right. just have a good sized planter.
And if you're wondering about gardening, right when you walk in the door, we have a big display of gardening books. So anything, if you're a new beginner, advanced beginner, we have a lot of information to help you with your garden at the library as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my library card this weekend.
Awesome. We'll be excited to see you.
Get some books.
Yes. Have a great day. Thank you for having us.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Thank you.